I left my home in Minnesota to escape a kind of restlessness I couldn't shake after the war. And when I stepped off of the train at Pennsylvania Station, I felt that restlessness even more. All of New York City wanted what was coming next. Everyone was looking for what I was looking for.
Tonight let's misbehave and take what happens to the grave. No matter what you crave, the city's reignited. The Great War has been won. The Bacchanalia has begun. Manhattan's come undone, but everyone's in.
The practical thing was to find rooms in Manhattan. Turns out, Manhattan's expensive. So when I heard of a cottage on the grounds of a Long Island mansion for 80 bucks a month, I jumped on it.
A rumor's going round about a mansion on the sound. City's found another John Jacob Astor.
He opens up his place, then disappears without a trace. His party's
one evening I went down to the shoreline. Here's what I'll never forget. There was my neighbor standing in silhouette. He was reaching across the water, his arms stretched to the sky. And then he was gone, and I was left to wonder why. Turn back to my cottage. What was he reaching for? Then a letter from my neighbor fell to the floor.
The honor would be entirely mine if you would attend my next little party. Yours, Jay Gatsby.
The very first time I saw Gatsby's name, if only I knew, then I would never be the same.
Where's the party and can you take me there?
He hypnotized the city. We were drawn to him like moths to a flame. Was there some other way? This all could have gone before we crossed the Rubicon.
The party's roaring on.
He had the world at his feet.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Tim Sowers, and you're listening to WORT 89.9 FM here in Madison. It's a Sunday afternoon at 2, so that means it's time for some better living through show tunes. And I started the set off with Roaring On, which is the opening number from The Great Gatsby, a huge hit on Broadway, still going strong on Broadway. And that's the theme of my show today, is I'm playing songs from musicals that are still running on Broadway. And it's also our winter pledge drive or spring pledge drive. I think it's winter. I don't really know anymore, but it's a beautiful day out there. So please give us a call at 608-256-2001. That's 608-256-2001 to make a pledge and tell us how much that you love listening to WORT, particularly Better Living Through Show Tunes. And what's really great about this drive is we have a generous donor who has made a matching grant for new and lapsed donors for all shows during the winter fundraising drive. So for every new donor who donates to the show, WORT receives double their donation. And for every lapsed donor, we also receive double the donation. And a lapsed donor is really anyone who hasn't given in the past 18 months. So I hope that you join me in making a pledge, 608-256-2001, or you can easily do it online at WORTFM.org, and you'll see a pledge button on the screen. Give it a hit. So let's go to another really popular musical, been playing for a couple years on Broadway. Here is Six with Ex-Wives.
Divorced, beheaded, died.
Divorced,
beheaded, survived.
And tonight, we are
we know you know our names and our fame and our faces.
Know all about the glories and the disgraces.
I'm dumb cause all this time I put just one word in a stupid rhyme.
So I picked up a pen and a microphone.
History's about to get overthrown.
Divorced,
beheaded,
died.
Divorced,
beheaded,
survived.
For you tonight, we're divorced, beheaded, live. From the show to the history mix, switching up the flow as we add the prefix. Everybody knows that we used to be six wives. Raising up the roof till we hit the ceiling. Get ready for the truth that will be revealing. Everybody knows that we used to be.
You're gonna find out how we got unfriended.
Tonight we're gonna do ourselves justice, cause we're taking you to court.
And every true rose has its thorns, and you're gonna hear him live in consort.
Divorced,
beheaded,
died.
Divorced,
beheaded,
survived.
But just for you tonight, we're divorced, beheaded.
Everybody
of Aragon. Was married 24 years. I'm a paragon of royalty. My loyalty is to the Vatican. So if you try to dump me, you won't try that again.
I'm that Berlin girl and I'm up next. See, I broke England from the church. Yeah, I'm that sexy. Why did I lose my head? Well, my sleeves may be green, but my lipstick's red.
Died.
Jane Seymour, the only one he truly loved.
Rude.
When my son was newly born, I died. But I'm not what I seem, or am I? Stick around and you'll suddenly see more.
Divorce.
Ich bin Anna of Cleves.
Yeah.
When he saw my portrait, he was like,
yeah.
But I didn't look as good as I did in my pic. Funny how we all discussed that, but never Henry's little
prick up your ears. I'm the Catherine who lost her head.
Beheaded.
For my promiscuity outside of wed. Lock up your husbands, lock up your sons. Kay Howard is here and the fun's begun.
Five down, I'm the final wife. I saw him to the end of his life.
I'm the survivor, Catherine Parr. I bet you wanna know how I got this far. I said I bet you wanna know how we got this far.
Hey, you wanna know how we got this far? Then welcome to the show, to the history mix. Switching up the flow as we add the prefix. Everybody knows that we used to be six wives. Get your hands up, get this party buzz.
Don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. She said you're holding back, she said
shut up and dance with me.
This woman is my destiny, she said
ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me.
So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all my underdogs. We will never be, never be anything but loud.
Come on and raise your glass.
We were victims.
my breath. Scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I sat quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger.
Little Roar from the musical Anne Juliet, still going strong on Broadway, was a huge hit when it was here in Madison in the fall. If you're just joining me, I'm Tim, and you're listening to Better Living Through Show Tunes here on WORT 89.9 FM in Madison. We're also having our winter pledge drive, and I'd like to thank a couple of donations from Steve and Daniel. Thank you so much for supporting our shows and supporting the station. It is greatly appreciated. We have a generous donor for this pledge drive who is matching all new and lapsed donors. So now's the time to make a donation and allow your donation to go that much farther. So double the donation for new donors and double for lapsed donors. And lapsed donors are anybody 18 months or previously who has not donated. So it's a great opportunity for you all. You can just go online at WORT89.9 FM, WORTFM.org, and hit the donate orange square. Or you can give us a call right now at 608-256-12001. That's 608-256-2001. So if you love show tunes, give us a call. I'd love to be able to announce your name on air. And we're listening to songs that are currently on Broadway. So six we heard Moulin Rouge just recently, and Anne Juliet. And here's a brand new musical. The whole soundtrack is not even out yet. So here's a great opportunity, again, listening to WORT, to hear new music in Broadway. Here's Megan Hilty. The song is called For the Gaze, and it's from Death Becomes Her.
Girl like me sitting here in this chair, combing her hair and painting her face in the chase to stay young and beautiful. Is it the fact that I'm attracted to each kernel of external validation in a world that keeps me insecure to sell me needless crap? Or is it something new? Would you believe it to be true that I'd do it all for you? For that glimmer in your eye, for your gaze. I'd trade my fortune for the chance to be enveloped in that special way you glance at me. I feel like I can have it all the moment that I fall into that gaze. The look of recognition in your eyes is all it takes to have me hooked. It's the feeling of pure ecstasy to be seen the way that I see me. Yes, everything I do is for the gaze. I'll do an outfit change, I'll do a twirl, I'll do just about anything to be your girl. I'll cause a scene to make you stare, I'll take the trip from here to there while serving Cleopatra on a chaise. I'll give you choreo and legs for days, I'll go one step beyond and give you grand jeté. I'll be your tiny dancing queen, your Judy Gaga, Cher, Celine. I'll option up on certain matinees, but only for the gaze.
She won't go quietly or be ignored.
It's true.
Be careful if you push her, she'll go overboard.
Splish, splash.
With every move we love her more. We love her cause she does it for the gays.
I'm just a 20-something ingenue, meddling before you, begging for your praise. Please love me, give me the gays love me. I need the gays love me. The gays love me, the gays love me, the gays love me. Forgive me if I'm coming on too strong. I just want to be loved and feel like I belong. That's why I wear this little gown and sing this little song. It's for the gays.
Sure, I came out here to make my name. Wanted my pool, my dose of fame. Wanted my parking space at Warner's. But after a year, a one-room hell, a Murphy bed, a rancid smell, wallpaper peeling at the corners. Sunset Boulevard, twisting boulevard, secretive and rich, a little scary. Sunset Boulevard, tempting boulevard, waiting there to swallow the unwary. Dreams are not enough to win a war. Out here they're always keeping score. Beneath the tan, the battle rages. Smile, a rented smile, fill someone's glass. Kiss someone's wife, kiss someone's ass. We do whatever pays the wages. Sunset Boulevard, headline boulevard. Getting there is only the beginning. Sunset Boulevard, jackpot boulevard. Once you've won, you have to go on winning. You think I've sold out, dead right, I've sold out. I just keep waiting for the right offer. Comfortable quarters, regular rations, 24-hour, 5-star room service. And if I'm honest, I like the lady. I can't help being touched by her folly. I'm treading water, taking her money, watching her sunset. Well, I'm a writer. LA's changed a lot over the years since those brave gold rush pioneers came in those creaky covered wagons. Far as they could go and off the line, their dreams were yours, their dreams were mine, but in those dreams were hidden dragons. Sunset Boulevard, frenzied boulevard, swamped with every kind of false emotion. Sunset Boulevard, brutal boulevard, just like you will wind up in the ocean. She was sinking fast, I threw a rope. Now I have suits and she has hope. It seemed an elegant solution. One day this must end, it isn't real. Still I'll enjoy a hearty meal before tomorrow's execution. Sunset Boulevard, ruthless boulevard, destination for the stony hearted. Sunset Boulevard, lethal boulevard, everyone's forgotten how they started. Here on Sunset Boulevard.
To get to Hades Town, you have to take the long way down through the underground under cover of night, laying low, staying out of sight. Ain't no compass, brother, ain't no map, just a telephone wire and a railroad track. Keep on walking and don't look back till you get to the bottom line.
Wait for me, I'm coming.
Sticks as high and wide, cinder bricks and razor wire, walls of iron and concrete, hound dogs howling round the gate. Those dogs are laid down and play dead. If you got the bones, if you got the bread, but if all you got is your own two legs, just be glad you got them.
Wait for me, I'm coming.
That no one ever walked before.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
one in the eye. That time I try to suck you dry. They'll suck your brain, they'll suck your breath. They'll pluck the heart right out your chest. They'll truss you up in your Sunday best and stuff your mouth with cotton.
Big hit, Hadestown, that's Wait For Me, featuring Reeve Carney in the cast, the original Broadway cast of Hadestown, still going strong on Broadway. And before that, you heard from a new show, Sunset Boulevard, which came over from London. That was Tom Francis with the title cut, Sunset Boulevard. And I'm sure when Tony's come around this spring, that is going to get a lot of looks. And then before that, brand new musical for the Gaze, that's spelled G-A-Z-E, real tongue-in-cheek, from Death Becomes Her. If you're just tuning in, it's Better Living Through Show Tunes. It's our winter pledge drive. I would love for you to give us a call at 608-256-2001 and make a pledge to support this community radio station that's on the air 24/7. And you can listen to all kinds of music. There isn't a live station in town that allows you to do that. And where can you listen besides a paid station to hear Best of Broadway? And one of the nice things about the pledge drive is that we have a generous donor who's doing matching gifts. So anything that you pledge will be matched if you are a new donor or if you are a lapsed donor. We also have some items for you, some thank you gifts with levels. And one of my favorite is this WORT crossbody bag at a $50 level. I think that is cool and interesting to have. And if you're at the 89.9 level, you can pick up a Wart Shed rain umbrella. So those are some great thank you gifts for thanking for your donations to support this community radio station that really relies on your gifts to stay open. Ken's out there on the phone, so let's give him a call, 608-256-2001, or you can go online at wortfm.org, and up in the right-hand corner is an orange square or rectangle. Just hit that. It's so easy to make a donation. So I'm playing Broadway, songs that are currently on Broadway from shows that are currently on Broadway. Here's a huge hit still running, and it was in town last year. I think it was 2 years maybe ago. Wow, time goes fly. Here is Adam Jacobs from Aladdin, Proud of Your Boy.
I'm gonna become somebody. I don't know how exactly, but I am. I have to. Somehow.
Proud of your boy, I'll make you proud of your boy. Believe me, bad as I've been, Ma, you're in for a pleasant surprise. I've wasted time, I've wasted me. So say I'm slow for my age, a late bloomer. Okay, I agree that I've been one rotten kid. Some sun, some pride, and some joy. But I'll get over these lousing up, messing up, screwing up times. You'll see, Ma, now comes the better part. Someone's gonna make good, cross his stupid heart. Make good and finally make you proud of your boy. Tell
louse and a loafer. You won't get a fight here, no man. Say I'm a gold brick, a goof off, no good, but that couldn't be all that I am. Water flows under the bridge, let it pass, let it go. There's no good reason that you should believe me, not yet, I know. Myself taller or smarter or handsome or wise. I'll do my best, what else can I do? Since I wasn't born perfect like Dad or you. Mom, I will try hard to make you proud of your boy.
Excuse me, Mr. Dickens, I've got something on my mind. I've tried, but I can't seem to let it go. Lately, I've been thinking about that little orphan boy whose parents died and left him all alone. Then an outlaw came one fateful day while standing at his parents' grave and offered him another way to climb. And I wonder, is that orphan story mine? All these great expectations meet these grave revelations. Am I the one in control? Is it all predetermined? Am I playing a role? Part of a story foretold. Darryl was on his way up in the world. Everyone knew he'd go far. Life came along, it had different plans. How quickly a dream falls apart. Johnny has no kind of chance in this world, not from where he's at the start. Who knows how far in this life he could go if he played a different part. I look around at all of my friends and still I feel alone. I would find this story's not my own. They say there's strength in numbers, but they never think it all about a path that leads you out beyond these city walls. I've got great expectations, great between what is and what could be. It's hard to write the story when the story is writing me. When this great expectation meets this grave revelation, maybe this cover's not yours. When your book's full of creases and you see that the grease is telling a story, but you've read that one before. So you fight just to show them that you're not all the same. That under the cover there's more.
Such a beautiful number from such a beautiful number. That's from the musical The Outsiders, won the Big Tony last year for Best New Musical, still going strong on Broadway. It's going to start its national tour next fall. If it comes around somewhere near, I highly advise seeing it. It is such a powerful, beautiful show. Before that, you heard from Adam Jacobs from Proud of Your Boy from the musical Aladdin. This is Tim. You're listening to Better Living Through Show Tunes here on WORT 89.9 FM in Madison. We're also having our winter pledge drive with a generous donor. So if you're new, that generous donor will match your gift doubled. And if you're a lapsed donor, haven't given over 18 months, he'll do the same. He or she or they will do the same. So your money goes far. Your gift goes far to support this community radio station. We are a nonprofit, and every dollar helps us to make our goals, to buy new equipment, to pay our staff. So I'm just a volunteer volunteering my time today, so I hope that you will support us by calling 608-256-2001, 608-256-2001, or to go online at WORTFM.org and press that donation box. So the been running for a very long time on Broadway, Wicked. It is back to being the number one grossing show on Broadway, outpacing Hamilton. It's because of the huge hit movie that was just out over the holidays, won some Oscars. Here's the original cast with Kristen Chenoweth singing Popular from Wicked.
Elfie, now that we're friends, I've decided to make you my new project.
You really don't have to do that.
I know. That's what makes me so nice.
Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it,
who isn't?
Less fortunate than I, my tender heart tends to start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know exactly what they need. And even in your case, though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my lead, and yes, indeed, you will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and flounce. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, 'cause you've got an awfully long way to go. Don't be offended by my frank analysis. Think of it as personality dialysis. Now that I've chosen to become a policist or an advisor, there's nobody wiser. Not when it comes to popular. I know I'm a popular. And with an assist from me to be who you'll be, instead of dreary who you were, well, are, there's nothing that can stop you from becoming popular. Lar. Features, I remind them on their own behalf to think of celebrated heads of state or especially great communicators. Did they have brains or knowledge? Don't make me laugh. They were popular. Please, it's all about popular. It's not about aptitude. It's the way you're viewed. So it's very shrewd to be very, very popular. Me.
Why, Miss
himself above. Look at you. You're beautiful.
I have to go.
You're welcome. And though you protest your disinterest, I know clandestinely you're gonna grin and bear it, your newfound popularity. Oh. La 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 la, you'll be popular, just not quite as popular as me.
Theodosia, what to say to you? You have my eyes, you have your mother's name. When you came into the world, you cried, and it broke my heart. I'm dedicating every day to you. Domestic life was never quite my style. When you smile, you knock me out, I fall apart, and I thought I was so smart. You will come of age with our young nation. We'll bleed and fight for you, we'll make it right for you. If we lay a strong enough foundation, we'll pass it on to you. We'll give the world to you, and you'll blow us all away. Someday, someday. Someday, someday. Ooh, Philip, when you smile, I am undone. My son, look at my son. Pride is not the word I'm looking for. There is so much more inside me now. You outshine the morning sun, my son. When you smile, I fall apart, and I thought I was so smart. My father wasn't around.
My father wasn't around.
I swear that I'll be around for you. I'll do whatever it takes.
I'll make a million mistakes.
I'll make the world safe and sound for you. We'll come of age with our young nation. We'll bleed and fight for you. We'll make it right for you. If we lay a strong enough foundation, we'll pass it on to you. We'll give the world to you, and you'll blow us all away. Someday.
I'm afraid I've not got long to write. I'm off to Mary's, you know how she feels about bridge night. It's been a few days. I thought that I'd send a few lines. Next door's greyhound came into the garden this morning. I think he likes the roses. They're doing fine, I use some twine to tie them up and rein them in. I hope they'll bloom next spring. But you'll see that for yourself. I'm following the instructions you left in your note. Please devote all your time to their care. And I have done, I swear. Except for the talking, I'm not going to do that. 'Cause talking to roses is mad, and you knew that. when you whispered sweet nothings to flowers to make my dad cross and me laugh, and it did. And why did we meet in the middle of a war? What a silly thing for anyone to do. Your sister sends her love, of course, and your mother is the same as ever. Diana's piano is getting much better. Well, I say better, I really just mean louder, but as she tells me, that's pretty much the same. Well, it makes a change from all of the noise and the sirens, and sometimes from all of the silence. With six rounds of jingle bells, and we wish you a Merry Christmas, even though it is June. And it's been a long summer. But she wants to be perfect for her older brother. She hopes you'll be home again soon. No. She knows you'll be home again soon. And it's fine. And we're fine. It's nice to watch her get better with time. I suppose they just miss you. I know they just miss you. And I'm not going to argue with that. And why did we meet in the middle of a war? What a silly thing for anyone to do. And I'm trying my best to write everything down, to fill in the gaps so that when you're around, it'll be like you've never been gone. As if you'd been here all along. 'Cause you can't just miss out on the songs. And to tell you the truth, Tom, your roses aren't thriving. Without you, they're dull. Don't worry, they're surviving. But I've tried all the tricks that you put in your note, and I've watered the soil till it started to float. And no, I've not talked to them, I'm not going to talk to them. There's something you have that I just don't have. And since you're off gallivanting, it's only fair that you know that your roses, quite frankly, were the first things to go. And no, you're not gallivanting, I don't mean gallivanting. It's just frustrating for you to be right when I have to do both the sides of this fight. But it's good to hear you, even just in my head. And the roses just miss you. I know they just miss you. And I'm not going to argue with that. There's so much to do when you come back. And I know that they say that it's all for a cause, our brave boys out fighting a war to end wars. But it's like they don't see that when you're far from me, our roses don't get the conversation they need, which just seems unfair. I'm stuck here and you're there. I suppose I just miss you. I know I just miss you. Even now I still miss you. And why did we meet in the middle of a war? What a silly thing for anyone.
What a beautiful number. That's from the brand new musical Operation Mincemeat, Dear Bill. Opening this spring on Broadway, it was a big hit in London, won some Olivier Award, I think, for that performer. Before that, one of the biggest shows of all time, Hamilton, Leslie Odom Jr. and Lin-Manuel Miranda singing Dear Theodosia, Theodosia, and I started off with Christian Chenoweth. Coming up at 3 o'clock is On the Horizon. There's another 5 minutes left to the show. Time for you to make a pledge. 608-256-2001. 608-256-2001. Or you can go online, just like Paul did. Paul, thank you so much for your generous donation online. Easy. Easy online. I'm going to end the set with one another big hit. Still going strong on Broadway. Here's the Book of Mormon.
I got a feeling that you could be feeling a whole lot better than you feel today. You say you got a problem, well that's no problem. It's super easy not to feel that way. When you start to get confused because of thoughts in your head, don't feel those feelings, hold them in instead. Turn it off like a light switch, just go click. It's a cool little Mormon trick. We do it all the time when you're feeling certain feelings that just don't seem right. Treat those pesky feelings like a reading light and turn them off like a light switch, just go bap. Really, what's so hard about that? Turn it off!
Turn it off!
When I was young, my dad would treat my mom real bad. Every time the Utah Jazz would lose, he'd start a drinking and I'd start a thinking, how am I gonna keep my mom from getting abused? I'd see her all scared and my soul was dying. My dad would say to me, now don't you dare start crying. Turn it off
like a light switch, just go flick. It's our nifty little Mormon trick.
Turn it off!
Turn it off!
My sister was a dancer, but she got cancer. The doctor said she still had 2 months more. I thought she had time, so I got in line for the new iPhone at the Apple Store. She lay there dying with my father and mother. Her very last words were, where is my brother?
Turn it off!
Yeah!
Bid those sad feelings adieu.
The fear that I might get cancer too. Oh. When I was in fifth grade, I had a friend, Steve Blade. He and I were close as two friends could be. One thing led to another, and soon I would discover I was having really strange feelings for Steve. I thought about us on a deserted island. We'd swim naked in the sea, and then he'd try and... Whoa! Turn it off like a light switch. There, it's gone.
Good for you.
My hetero side just won. I'm all better now. Boys should be with girls, that's Heavenly Father's plan. So if you ever feel you'd rather be with a man, turn it off.
Well, Elder McKinley, I think it's okay that you're having gay thoughts, just so long as you never act upon them.
No, cause then you're just keeping it down, like a dimmer switch on low.
On low.
Thinking nobody needs to know.
Uh-oh.
But that's not true. Being gay is bad, but lying is worse. So just realize you have a curable curse and turn it on. How do you feel?
The same.
Then you've only got yourself to blame. You didn't pretend hard enough. Imagine that your brain is made of tiny boxes. Then find the box that's gay and crush it!
Okay? No, no, I'm not having gay thoughts.
All right! It worked!
Yay! WORT is turning 50 in 2020. WORT is turning 50 in 2025. we're already hard at work on events and special programming to celebrate this milestone. We've gone through our archives at the station and found many photos, flyers, documents, and hundreds of hours of taped shows that go all the way back to our first days on the air. We have so much to share with you, but we also need your help. Do you have favorite photo memories of WORT that you'd like to share with our listening audience? Or other things related to WORT history, such as newsletters, flyers, videos, or any other treasures? Send us an email at 50years@wortfm.org. That's the number 50 and the word years, and tell us what you have. Or you can call our hotline at 608-321-9594 and leave a message with a description of what you've got, and we'll be in touch. Thank you for being a part of WORT, and stay tuned for more information about our 50th year.